October 25, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Farewell, dear friends. Opening prayer. Lord, as I meditate on your word today, give me a heart open to receive and ready to respond. Help me to hear your voice and apply what you say, not only for my benefit, but for the good of others. Read John chapter 13, verses 31 through 38. Jesus predicts Peter's denial. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." Reflect. Think of a time when you said goodbye to someone you loved. What was said? How did it feel? Now. It's happening now, Jesus is saying. This is what it looks like for the Son of Man to be glorified. Time is running out. Judas is on his way to the soldiers. See chapter 18, verse 3. And so, Jesus draws the disciples closer to him, deeper into an understanding of his identity and mission, his heart and mind. He will later offer comfort. Chapter 14, verses 1 and 16. But here, the themes of love and glory fuse together. Verses 31, 32, 34, and 35. See also chapter 12, verse 23, and chapter 13, verse 14. In this new command, when he is no longer on the earth, the disciples' love will point to Jesus. Chapters 14 through 16 are known as the farewell disclosures. See also Genesis chapter 49 and Deuteronomy chapter 33. Jesus' farewell is framed with compassion for his disciples. Little children, or my children. The unusual language here, not used again in John's Gospel, reminds us instead of 1 John, for example, chapter 2, verse 12, and places Jesus as the Father at the head of the table. We haven't got long. Lean in. Listen. Take these words and hold on to them, because you'll need them later, when everything feels even more dark and confusing. You'll need each other. You'll need to keep loving. Apply. What words of comfort are you prepared to offer where there are final goodbyes? Closing prayer. Loving Jesus, help me lean in and hear what you say to me. As my understanding of your love for me deepens, help me to grow in the love I express toward those around me.